is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
And good morning, everyone. This is Liz in the squeaky chair this morning here at the studio at WMFO in Medford. Today we have some awesome Christmas music for you, some Mariah Carey, Casey Musgraves. Of course, you got to throw in some Aretha Franklin and Jessica Simpson in here. So stay tuned for 2 hours of your favorite music by your favorite female artist, Christmas edition.
Traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when man had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday."
Thank you. special good you make this December, the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting, and they're all congregating, waiting for the man with a band. Better watch out now.
Thank you.
got to the studio this morning and received a text message from one of my favorite co-teachers and said, "Hey, what's up, everyone? Just turned off all my alarms." And I was like, "Oh, I know, it's break. We survived the last week of school." And honestly, it's the best feeling ever, knowing that we don't have to set alarms for the next week and we can just escape our crazy middle school students. And the last day of school this week on Friday, we had an awesome cluster day where the kids made holiday cards and they got to play this kind of like academic quiz game called Cahoots. And we watched Hidden Figures and the kids were all geeked up about it. I mean, they loved it. And watching Hidden Figures in science, I mean, it doesn't get more something about the women than that. I mean, they loved it. They thought that it was a super cool movie. I mean, they like spontaneously all started to clap when one of the guys at NASA like knocked down the colors only bathroom sign and kind of like desegregated the NASA center. And they just loved it, and it was really cool to see them all really excited about it. And this next song was played about 10 times on Friday, so this is my little tribute to my cute little critters at school. I'm sure everyone will be hearing this song about 10 times this holiday season. Keep it tuned in for some Queen of the Christmas and the Biebs. Here we go.
Can't wait, yeah.
think my favorite part about playing or hearing the kids play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey is they turned to me and they were like, Miss B, when was this song made? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I listened to it when I was in middle school. So they all turned to each other and they're like, yeah, so it's from a really long time ago, 2010 maybe. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm not that old, people, but it was from around the time of when I was in middle school, and it's just a Christmas classic. I know Sue loves that song, and I finally played it at Water Aerobics on Tuesday, so I'm glad that I could play one of your Christmas faves, Sue. Another funny thing at school is we get to play music on Fridays. It kind of hypes up the kids. It's for the last day of the week, and we play it every Friday. We have Friday dance parties, and some students get to play their choice of song. So around the December time, they've been playing some holiday music, and they played Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Glee, and they were like, I love the group Glee. And I'm like, the group? And they're like, yeah, the group of people, kind of Miss B, Pentatonix. And I was like, oh, it's just awesome. It's really funny that they think that Glee is kind of this group, an acapella group almost, or a group of people, just kind of Pentatonix or some sort of acapella band. And because they're not young, they're too young to watch Glee, or maybe they're just getting to that age where they'd be interested in Glee. I know it's on Netflix and Hulu and stuff, so maybe they'll actually get into the TV show, which I encourage them to watch because it has so many diverse characters, and it was really groundbreaking when it came out on TV and everything like that. But they play Glee and they love Glee, so this next song, we're going to get into some, the next couple of songs we'll get into some Glee and Pentatonix, and I'll try to stop myself from playing another Mariah Carey song. I've played three so far. I gotta stop with my bad self. Keep listening here. You're tuned in to Liz on Something About the Women, WMFO in Medford.
A secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby
Now, that last song is actually by a new and upcoming artist, Zara Larsson, and it's from the new movie, The Star, and I'll read you the little overview of it. It's in Sony Pictures Animation, The Star, a small but brave donkey named Bo yearns for a life beyond his daily grind at the village mill. One day, he finds the courage to break free and finally goes on the adventure of his dreams. On his journey, he teams up with Roof, a lovable sheep who has lost her flock, and Dave, a dove with lofty aspirations. Along with three wisecracking camels and some eccentric stable animals, Bo and his new friends follow the star and become accidental heroes in the greatest story ever told. Dash. Dramatic. The First Christmas. And it looks really cute. It's like an animated movie, and it has some awesome people voicing the characters. Gina Rodriguez, who's in Jane the Virgin, Oprah Winfrey, doesn't need an explanation, Tyler Perry, one of my favorite artists, Kelly Clarkson, Keegan-Michael Key, Mariah Carey, Kristen Chenoweth, Tracy Morgan, Gabriel Iglesias, who's a comedian, Anthony Anderson, who's on the show Blackish, Joel Osteen, Adi Bryant, who's on Saturday Night Live. It just seems like a really cute movie, and I just love that rendition of Mary, Did You Know? And we'll get way back to the beginning of the show. I started off with Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Mariah Carey, Frosty the Snowman by Fiona Apple, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Mariah Carey, The Man with the Bag by Kelly Pickler, Feliz Navidad, one of my favorite versions by Kacey Musgraves, Do You Hear What I Hear by Carrie Underwood, The Funky Little Drummer Boy by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the super festive version by Mariah Carey and Justin Bieber, and I promise you that'll be the last Mariah Carey song on this set for the next hour and about an hour and 18 minutes. Welcome Christmas by the Glee Cast, Hallelujah by Pentatonix, and Mary Did You Know by Zara Larsson. And we'll get into some Mariah Carey, some Aretha Franklin and Gwen Stefani. Stay tuned, everyone. Keep listening to some awesome Christmas music by your favorite female artists. You're listening to Liz on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Something About the Women.
Snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Merry Christmas.
Now, the last couple of songs I played were... Oh, where did we leave off? Sorry about that. The Welcome Christmas, the Glee version, Hallelujah by Pentatonix, Mary, Did You Know by Zara Larsson, Jingle Bells by Gwen Stefani, Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses, and Joy to the World by Aretha Franklin. And there is some sort of live concert going on TV with all of the Christmas music going on. And I was like, it was Joy to the World. Someone was singing it. And I was like, wow, that really sounds like the song A Star is Born from Hercules. Are they really singing, like the Disney movie? I was like, are they really singing a Disney movie song on this holiday show? And I was like, oh no, it's Joy to the World. But it sounds so much like, you know, shouted from the mountaintops, a star is born. It sounds so much like it. The next song I'm going to play is one of my favorite holiday songs to play. It's My Favorite Things from The Sound of Musical. And it's the version by Kelly Clarkson, one of my favorite artists. I play one of her songs at least on all of my shows. And there's an article on Billboard that they released a day ago, and it said, some mysteries may never be solved, like who built the pyramids? Was that an asteroid or an alien spacecraft that just flew by Earth? But just in time for the holidays, Billboard has solved one long-standing puzzlement. Why is My Favorite Things, composed by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II for The Sound of Musical, considered a Christmas song? I mean, don't we all wonder that? The tune was first heard in the Broadway production, which opened on November 16, 1959. Although it wasn't written as a holiday song, there were lyrical references to sleigh bells, snowflakes, silver, white winters, and brown paper packages tied up in strings. The first time My Favorite Things became associated with Christmas was in 1961, when Julie Andrews performed the song on a Gary Moore TV holiday special, long before she starred in the movie version of Sound of Music. So this was way before the famous movie came out, which was filmed in 1964 and released in 1965. So she was on this holiday show and she sang the song My Favorite Things on 1961, and then she starred in the movie in 1964 and it was released in 1965. It's such a great song, and I kind of like it for a holiday, you know, Christmassy song, because I don't think that all holiday music needs to be associated with, you know, God or religion. I know some people are like, Jesus is the reason for the season. But I think that Christmas now, especially in 2017, has become so commercialized. It's just such a time to be joyous and really emphasize being grateful and thankful, especially so close after the Thanksgiving season, of just being kind to people and really coming together for people who might not have family, giving to people who might not have a lot, thinking about your loved ones or people who might have passed, and just a time. It's towards the end of the year. It's just a beautiful time. The snow, well, in certain parts, especially I love winters in our area. The snow is falling.